earlier this year, Powerball doubled the price of tickets from $1 to $2. That drove up the jackpots, and when the jackpots are high, more people play. Earlier today, here in the state of New York, 1.5 million tickets were being sold an hour.
The winning ticket.
Money doesn't buy you happiness, but it can buy a whole bunch of other stuff. So people are lined up all over the country for a chance at the second largest lottery jackpot in history.
You got to be in it to win it.
42 states from coast to coast.
That's the winning ticket right here, man.
Undaunted by the odds, 176 million to one.
When I win, I'm moving to Mars.
Most know they will probably lose.
The lottery is basically a regressive tax. Poor people play more than rich people. So the people who can afford it the least are the people who are dumping the most money into the lottery.
Half of the ticket sales goes to the states, a good boost for ailing budgets. In New Jersey, some of the money helps disabled veterans. In Colorado, they're improving state parks. And in Georgia, most goes to education. The Hope Scholarship for college students is completely funded by the lottery. Hannah Grant feels like she hit the jackpot without even having to play.
If I didn't have Hope Scholarship, I would not be able to go to a large university like Georgia State.
The other half of ticket sales goes to the grand prize. At $550 million, a single winner can choose a lump sum of $360 million. That's like earning $173,000 an hour or $2,900 a minute for an entire year. But the federal government will want its cut, $90 million in taxes. Not an immediate concern for the dreamers.
Today's the day.
I want to give something to my grandchildren.
For one, I stop working.
Or buy a house.
I would give some to charity.
The Losis won more than $200 million 2 months ago. This morning on Today, they had some advice for the next winner.
Don't go out and get everything now. You'll have time for all of that. Just grow into the money.
Winning a lot of money suddenly can be difficult to handle.
I just thought I'd take a chance this time. Why not?
Even so, it's a problem most people wish they had.
Lottery officials say that there is a 75% chance that there'll be a winner in tonight's drawing, but if there isn't a winner, tomorrow they will announce the new, even bigger jackpot.